I mean, it's, I've never played. Well, I can't say that. I played against him once. But anytime you line up across from a former coach, former player, it's always kind of awkward.
Do you buy into that? I mean, he knows you so well, knows your personnel. There's no advantage, you think, or something to that?
Advantage? I don't know. He knows the what each player does well, what each player doesn't do as well. So he may try to go for that, but that's only going to last so long until you stop it, or, you know, if it works, then he's going to keep going.
Is it tough to prepare for a team that's going to roll two quarterbacks,
No. Don't make more of it than it is. Do not, please don't.
You know what we do for a living, don't you?
I mean, come on. I mean, let's T-Ball's going to come in for about five. If they're up, he's going to be in more. If they're not up, he's going to be in less. So you figure T-Ball's going to play anywhere from 3 to 15 plays depending on the score of the game. And do you have a T-Ball package and you have the rest of the game. But it really doesn't change because you got to stop the run.
Do you get that phenomenon of T-Ball mania? I mean, do you understand it?
He's on the cover of GQ this week.
I mean, you know, it's a case of you got a good PR guy. I mean, I need to call him up, find out who he is. I mean, because
are you saying that his publicity outstrips his ability?
I'm not saying anything. You said that.
I'm just curious if you agree
with
me.
Hey, look, you're not going to get any bulletin board material from me. So he said it.
Hey, is he upstairs? Man upstairs.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's a good guy to be in touch with.
So. You look forward to seeing Scarano before the game and sharing a hug, or is it all business and he's the enemy beforehand and that has to wait?
You got to know that. Coach Sperano is like my man Lou Holtz from Notre Dame. He's going to sing your praises all the while. He got that machete in his hand, and he's going to be ready. So, I mean, I'm not saying he would stab me in the back, but I'm saying his job is to go out there and kick my ass on Sunday. That's his job. So, I mean, I'm not going to fall into the trap and say, oh, well, he wouldn't do that to me. Yeah. Well, shit, he would.